channels of coolness, the echoes are calling. Down the dim gorges, I hear the creek falling. It lives in the mountains where the moss and the sedges paint with their beauty the banks and the ledges. The silver-voiced bellbirds, the darlings of daytime, sing in September the songs of the springtime. When the rain and the sunbeams shine mingled together, they start up like fairies that follow fair weather. Softer than slumber, sweeter than singing, notes of bellbirds running and ringing over creeks, till the bushland has heeded the warning, for bellbirds will tell of the wings of morning. October, the maiden of bright yellow tresses, loiters for love in cool wildernesses. Loiters knee deep in the grasses to listen, where dripping rocks gleam and the leafy pools glisten. When fiery December sets foot in the forest, the needs of the wayfarer presses the sorest. With ring and with ripple, forever and ever, bellbirds direct them to spring and to river. Softer than slumber, sweeter than singing, notes of bellbirds running and ringing over creeks, till the bushland has heeded the warning, for bellbirds will tell of the wings of the morning. Often I sit looking back to a childhood, mixed with the sights and the sounds of the wildwood, longing for power and sweetness to fashion lyrics with notes like the heartbeats of passion. Songs interwoven of lights and of laughters, borrowed from bellbirds in far forest rafters. So I might keep in the city's gray alleys the beauty and strength of the deep mountain valleys. Softer than slumber, sweeter than singing, notes of bellbirds running and ringing over creeks, till the bushland has heeded the warning, for bellbirds will tell of the wings of the morning.